American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
88% of adults in the United States wanted to know where the beef they purchased was born, raised, and slaughtered.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, on a recent poll from Consumers Federation of America.
We need to make a last-minute push to reinstate country of origin labeling in the NAFTA renegotiating process. And we've sent information to the administration stating that contrary to the Buy American and Hire American executive order signed by the president, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is allowing meatpackers that are importing large volumes of beef to remove the labels off of that beef after the product enters the United States. And worse, not only are they removing the labels, but the Secretary of Agriculture is actually allowing those meatpackers to place a product of the USA label on beef imported into the United States if all the meatpacker does is offer minor processing for the product. In other words, if they were to unwrap the package and rewrap. So essentially what's happening is, again, contrary to the Buy American directive of the administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is allowing importers to import meat from animals that may be 10, 12, 14 years old, and then remove the label when it crosses the border, unwrap the package it arrived in, rewrap it, and put a product of the USA label on that product entering the United States. That is clearly misleading. So here we have the largest segment of American agriculture, the cattle industry, and about 40% of all the farms in the United States raise cattle, and every state of the union has cattle, and the cattle industry is highly sensitive to changes in supplies, particularly from increased imports. And the United States is the largest importer of beef in the world. And despite these characteristics, the meatpacking lobby is fighting vehemently to prevent consumers from knowing where the beef they are purchasing for their families was actually produced.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.